Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. The housing market is toast. Or at least I thought that, until just last week a friend told me that they sold their home in 4 days. Although my friend offed her home in blistering speed, the Fed's multi-decade ultra-low interest rates as it pertains to puffing up the real estate market is likely at the beginning of the end. The last real estate blow-up of 08 should have decimated the realtor profession and actually started to, but then the foreclosure tsunami hit America. The wave of foreclosure resales made a windfall of profits for the agencies whose deal is to facilitate the deal. Simply put, in 08, it looked as if the real estate markets was about to weed out about a zillion sales agents as home prices imploded. But then the industry started hawking at foreclosure bargain prices, the very same real estate they so feverishly hawked for full price a few years earlier. A true example of making lemonade from lemons, courtesy of the banking system and the Federal Reserve. No, it wasn't a great time to sell in 08, but it was a great time to be foreclosed on, and that meant selling all those previously sold homes now in foreclosure was about to become very good business. Why let a good crisis go to waste, right? Fast forward to today with interest rates skyrocketing and 30-year mortgages rising to ridiculous rates. It's likely neither a good time to sell nor a good time to buy, which flies in the face of what we've been told for decades. It also flies in the face of my friend's experience, but like I said, I think it's the beginning of the end. The last domino to fall being home prices, and that one just hasn't been hit yet. But the facts speak for themselves. Sales of previously owned homes fell nearly 6% in July compared with June, and sales dropped about 20% from the same month a year ago, according to the National Association of Realtors. Quote, in terms of economic impact, we are surely in a housing recession because builders are simply not building. That quote from Lawrence Yun, chief economist for the Realtors Association. 1 in 5 sellers in August dropped their asking price, according to Realtor.com, and the average home sold for less than its list price for the first time in over 17 months during the 4-week period ending August 28th. That, according to a report by Redfin. Making matters worse was Fed Chief Jerome Powell in a sobering 8-minute speech at the annual Federal Reserve meeting September 26, all but guaranteeing higher rates will follow with what he called more pain for the economy. For the housing market, that pain won't be easy foreclosure sales juiced up by a Fed-hammered, ultra-low interest rate environment this time around. It's more like a no-holds-barred, in-your-face uppercut to the economy and the housing market. With historic interest rate increases, the likes that have not been seen since the 1980s. Like I said at the beginning of this newscast, the real estate market is probably toast, and there are no white knights wearing Federal Reserve hats that are coming to the rescue with ultra-low interest rates and ridiculous loan forgiveness programs like all the other previous housing crashes. I have a lot of real estate agent friends and acquaintances, and I have to warn that the pecking you may hear in the months to follow will not necessarily be typewriters hammering out new sales contracts. Instead, it will be the 2008 and 2009 real estate chickens that finally found their way home to roost in a cratering market. With no Federal Reserve to lower rates again, thanks to the free money inflation brought to you by the decades of overspending politicians, the foreclosure signs this time around, unfortunately, will likely be on the real estate agency offices in just about every county of the country. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. That does it for today's Money Matters. And remember, this newscast is my opinion only, and it's not the opinion of this radio station, its staff members or underwriters, or not meant as investment advice. I hold a Bachelor of Arts in Economics with honors in 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything was free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.